A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 20. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God,' he need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' And he called the people to him and said to them, 'Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person.' Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' He answered, 'Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit.' But Peter said to him, 'Explain the parable to us.' And he said, 'Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jace Dietrich, Athens Lutheran Church, Athens, Tennessee.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our text today, we find Jesus in the land of Gennesaret. And while he's there, he's been healing all kinds of people with sicknesses and illnesses. And while he's there, leaders from Jerusalem show up, Pharisees and scribes, and they've come to ask him a question. They want to know why he allows his disciples to break the traditions of the elders. Because to them, when they witness them eating their food without washing their hands, this has made them unclean. This has made them a sinful person and unworthy before God. Jesus looks at them and he asks them a question. He says, "Well, why do you allow God's people to break the commandments at the expense of your traditions? So why are you putting tradition above God's word?" And he gives them the example of honoring your father and your mother, and how they completely break God's word in order to satisfy their tradition. And what he's just shown them, what he's just taught them, is that external means do not make you sinful. Because somebody does not wash their hands before they eat does not make them unclean before God. It makes them have bad habits, but it does not make them unclean. It does not make them a sinner. It is the heart that makes you a sinner. It is our heart that makes us sinners. And the disciples didn't get it. And the Pharisees and the scribe, like always, get offended. So he explains it to the disciples, and he's explaining it to us. That it's what comes out of your heart. That's what makes you a sinner. That's what separates you from God in heaven, from our Father in heaven, is our heart. That's what Jesus came to repair, to rebuild, and to restore. Because he knows how hard it is for us. And he cares for us, and he loves us, and he wants us to live with him. So he came down, became one of us, walked in our shoes, kept the law perfectly, honored our Father in heaven perfectly. and then sealed it by going to the cross. But he didn't stop there. He knew that just because he went to the cross and destroyed the power of sin, death, and hell, that we would still fall away from him. So it gives us hope. He gives us life by what he provides. Himself as the sacrifice and the means to live with him. The means are simple. And I tell everybody in my church all the time, seek the things of God because you're his child and you will always do well. You will always remain close to him. It's read the word of God. He gave it to us for a reason. It guides us. It shows us our errors. And then it comforts us. It picks us up, dusts us off, and says, get back on the narrow road. You're forgiven. You can do it. Because I'm helping you do it. I'm giving you the ability to do it. Pray. Pray, and pray some more. And when you're done, pray again. It is our cell phone to God. He loves to hear from us. And he acts when we pray. That's his promise. And we find that in his word. That's why we read it. Take hold of his sacraments. Baptism makes us a child of God. It washes our sin away. It plants us into God's kingdom. Every day when I take a shower, I see God's love. Because I'm reminded that my sin has been drowned. God forgives me in his supper. He gives me hope and the reassurance that I belong to him because he's bound himself to me in his promise. Our hearts are what defile us as God's people. Our faith is what makes us God's child. It's his grace. We don't deserve it. But we have it. And that's our hope. That's why we live with God. Every day we get up knowing that even if we fall, doing our best, holding ourselves accountable in the process, God forgives, restores, and renews. And that's what I want you to take away today. That's what I want you to remember, is that God loves you. He loves you so much that he has overcome our sinful heart. He's overcome it with the love of Jesus Christ. And that Jesus loves you. He died for you and he lives for you. Remember that. Take comfort in that. And enjoy the life that he's given you to live. With a clean, spiritual heart. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds, and the one true faith to life eternal. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jace Dietrich for this meditation on God's Word.